Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hello, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Our topic today is, are you an ambivalent leader versus a born leader? Mm-hmm. So what we mean is, somebody who maybe didn't set out to be the CEO of their company, but they are. All of a sudden, they find themselves in that position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Want to add something to it?
Well, actually, I would love to define the word ambivalent, mm-hmm. which is ambivalent, two feelings. So on the one hand, you may like the idea of being a leader, and on the other hand, you may be afraid of the idea of being a leader. Or on the one hand, you may have avoided being a leader. On the other hand, there's a part of you that's kind of wants to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying ambivalent and reluctant are similar?
They are, in mm-hmm. that I think there may be two sets of intentions that you carry regarding it. And actually, mm-hmm. we've seen that, I think. In the people that we've worked with. That yep. on the one hand, there may be a part of them that's always dreamed of being in a leadership position. And on the other hand, they have serious concerns about it and their capabilities.
I just want to give a couple of the things that I notice with my clients. They're mm-hmm. uncomfortable with getting all the recognition.
Yeah.
And that's because they don't want their team who did all the work to think that they're boastful or they're narcissistic. Okay. They really like to share recognition. So if you're uncomfortable with recognition, that you may be suffering from this. Or not suffering, but you may be dealing with this. They think it's normal to do the job of three people. Uh-huh. So they don't always hear the cry of their staff. We need more people. They don't always hear that because they're very, very hard workers. Mm-hmm. So they kind of fell into the leadership position rather than really going for it.
Right.
And that, yeah, that's sort of an insecure feeling. Like, am I really cut out for this? Mm-hmm. is this really for me?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's something we see. And they don't have the experience of leading an organization through tough times or making very unpopular decisions. So there's some ambivalence or reluctance to, oh my God, everything's fine today, but when tomorrow it's, rocky, right. can I do it?
Right.
Well,
right.
I think that's such a good point, because I think that very often ambivalent or reluctant leaders are the ones who are incredible workers.
Absolutely.
Who just rise up like cream to the top, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to be, I think, suddenly finding oneself in an executive role can be extremely uncomfortable, because mm-hmm. how do you feel about authority or being authoritative, right? Do you fear being too aggressive? Do you fear making the wrong decision? Mm-hmm. You haven't been in the position that you had to make tough decisions, as you mentioned. And I think the other thing that we see so often, Kathy, is this discomfort with delegating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with really, exercising your executive
right.
muscles.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I think that the leaders that start out, who get these positions and start out kind of ambivalent or reluctant, have the most to learn, and they usually make the best leaders, because the things they have to learn are within their scope.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're starting out as humble and honest and forthright and really good workers.
Right.
So that's really all you need. So now it just takes a little more courage and fortitude and the ability to make decisions that you know how to make, but you're going to have to enforce them. So there may be some uncomfortable days, weeks, months.
Definitely.
But ultimately, people are so grateful and respectful of the person who took us through tough times, mm-hmm. which are bound to happen.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think you have to be willing to live through that period of time where you feel like a complete and utter imposter.
Right.
And also, depending on who you replaced, right? Mm-hmm. If you replaced a leader who was very charismatic or very directive or, had no problem taking their time, their money, their vacation, you know, someone who had a very different style from yours, you may sort of feel like the scullery maid who's been put in this weird position and you don't know how to, what your form of leadership looks like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
So you have to give yourself time, I think, to define that. Mm-hmm. Who are you as a leader? And I know you work with people very often in that regard, mm-hmm. Kathy, when yeah. you do the executive coaching.
I mean, I think that's a period when you really need an executive coach. Mm-hmm. You really need, because you're not going to tell your staff how you're feeling, and you don't want to go to right. HR or,
no.
you know, maybe whoever you report to, your board or something. You want to have some outside coaching expertise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting process to support somebody through this, and I have several right now, because, you know, they have weak moments, and then they tend to rise.
Yeah.
So they're usually, these weak moments are temporary. They're fear. It's uh-huh. just the fear of, can I do this?
Right.
And usually the fear comes up in a difficult, on a difficult day when they, maybe they're dealing with somebody difficult.
Right.
And they live through it.
Right.
And then they realize, oh, okay, well, I lived through that. So right. then the fear of that lessens, because you now know what it is to live through a bad day. The next day it's over.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you need to have your escape fantasy for the bad days. Like, I had a client who had, his thing was always that he was, if it didn't work out in his leadership position, he was going to go live on a prairie, you know, a ranch with okay. some dogs. So he didn't have to deal with people on any level. Yeah.
I mean, I think yeah. everybody has that, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has that, you know, what they're going to do if this doesn't work out.
Absolutely.
And it's usually something it's the that fan. They're never, it's never going to happen.
Right.
But it's fun and it's a bit of a relief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, I prefer reluctant, ambivalent leaders that, because I just think they make better leaders ultimately. And I don't think it takes that long.
I agree. Mm. And I think they're actually often the most fair
uh-huh.
leaders.
Uh-huh.
So it is a question of building your insides. Are those muscles, in a way, emotional muscles, where you can feel more comfortable, more confident, more willing to take a stand. I know often, I was just thinking about one of the things that a reluctant leader may find themselves having to do is fire someone.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a very big part, is yeah. letting people go, that it may not be a popular decision.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or you may have to take the company in a different direction, or you may have to let go of a whole department because you have to save money.
Right.
Lots of unpopular decisions mm-hmm. Have to be made.
Yeah.
So, but you know, when a leader comes in and they're really just in it for, I want the position, I just want to keep getting higher and higher in my titles.
Yeah.
And they love to take the credit, and you know, they're kind of egotistical.
Yeah.
I find that they burn out. They're not as effective in the long run.
Right. Well, actually, I was going to say probably an identifying characteristic of an ambivalent leader or reluctant leader is that they are very committed to the company's mission, whatever it is. And
right.
that's mm-hmm. part of why they've risen to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a wonderful quality in the longer run mm-hmm. once you feel like you've got your executive skills in better shape, right? Mm-hmm. Because
yeah.
you're doing the right thing, basically.
And we're entering a different time now where the workforce is very multicultural.
Yeah.
You know, your workforce could be 50-50 male-female.
Mm-hmm.
It's just changing so dramatically that, you know, you don't want to just be the egotistical person at the top. You really
yeah.
want to be somebody who it not only is committed to the mission, but is committed to the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And fairness. That's what people want. They want mm-hmm. fairness. They don't,
and protection.
Right. They want to be heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, protect. You can't promise to protect everybody all the time.
Right.
No, but I mean that you're willing to stand up to people, institutions, situations. That's
right.
what an important firing entails. Like you
right.
find out that there's this person who's been bullying a huge segment of your population
mm-hmm.
and you get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's protection. That's
yeah.
what I mean by that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Also think fairness, you know, that you see everyone as equal and that you care about the people. I think that will make a big difference.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it on the topic of ambivalent or reluctant leaders. Join us next time on My Crazy Office Overtime. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy leading whoever you do.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.